After months of beta testing, Apple has finally released iOS 16.5 and iPad 16.5 for all its users. With less than a month to go until WWDC 2023 and iOS 17, Apple is making minimal changes to its iOS 16. 16.5 could also be the last official update from Apple before the launch of iOS 17. Here's everything you need to know about the latest iOS update. Hello and welcome to the iGeeks Blog Show, an Apple exclusive podcast. I'm your host, Harshanki, and in today's episode, we're going to be talking about iOS 16.5. Don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels. We're available everywhere as iGeeks Blogs. And if you want to connect with me, just hit me up on Instagram, Harshanki with an extra I. Here are all the new features announced by Apple. Sports tab in Apple News. iOS 16.5 has added a new sports page in the Apple News app. Users will be able to follow their favorite sports team players and different leagues. Additionally, My Sports Score and Scheduled Cards in Apple News will take users to the game pages where they can find additional details about specific games. In a release note about the new feature, Apple said Sports tab in Apple News gives easy access to stories, scores, standings, and more for the teams and leagues you follow. Pride Celebration Wallpaper. Apple has launched a new Pride Celebration wallpaper to honor the LGBTQ community and their culture. The new wallpaper can be used on both the lock and home screens and comes with some interesting animations. Bug fixes. Apple has fixed many issues with iOS 16.5, including an issue where Spotlight may become unresponsive, the issue with Podcast and CarPlay not loading content, and an issue where screen time settings may have reset or not sync across all the devices. Interestingly, an earlier version of the iOS 16.5 beta came with a new Siri command to start and stop screen recording. The feature was removed in later beta versions and has been kept out of the final release of 16.5. Recently, Apple also announced the assertive features that will be released later this year and are widely speculated to be a part of iOS 17. Apple has announced a new feature that will allow you to clone your voice. Just imagine this. This new personal voice feature is part of the accessibility features announced by Apple. Apple says these accessibility features will be available on iOS, iPadOS, and Mac devices later this year. Announcing the new personal voice feature in a blog post, Apple said, "Personal voice is a simple and secure way to create a voice that sounds like them." This new feature is aimed at users who are at a risk of losing their ability to speak and will be increasingly useful for people who have currently been diagnosed with ALS or any such related illnesses. How will the new personal voice feature work? Personal voice will allow users to create a voice that sounds very similar to their own voice. It uses an on-device machine to keep the user's information private and secure. Users will be able to create their personal voice by reading a series of randomized text prompts on their iPhone or iPad for around 15 minutes. In addition, personal voice will be integrated with the new live speech feature, meaning that users will be able to play a message in their own voice during a call by writing a text prompt. Explaining the live speech feature, Apple said, "With the live speech on iPhone, iPad, and Mac, users can type what they want to say, to have it spoken out loud during phone and FaceTime calls as well as in-person conversations." With the new accessibility feature set to launch later this year, it is widely speculated that they will be a part of the new iOS 17, which could be announced at WWDC 23 event. Apple released 16.5 on Thursday, bringing a new feature to your iPhone, like a sports tab in an Apple News app. But you may have missed on some of the added features that 16.4 brought. Your iPhone is in need of an update if you still haven't downloaded 16.4. 16.4 update brought 31 new emojis to your iOS device. They included a new smiley, new animals, and new heart colors, including pink and light blue. Voice isolation. Voice isolation was introduced with iOS 15 in 2021. And at the time, it only worked on FaceTime calls. Now with 16.4, you can use this feature on your cellular calls too. When enabled, voice isolation can help the person you're on call but hear you more clearly by muffling background sounds like kids playing in the other room or construction outside your window. It could therefore cut back on the number of times you have to repeat yourself in a phone call because the other person can't hear you. In iOS 16.4, you can easily find duplicate photos in shared albums and photos. If you share photos with family or friends via iCloud, iOS 16.4 will show you all the duplicates across albums. You can also merge these duplicate photos. Support for PlayStation 5 controller. According to Mac Rumors, 16.4 adds support for the PlayStation 5 DualSense Edge wireless controller. You can play the controller to play controller-enabled games from services like Apple Arcade on your iPhone. Apple Books update. The page turn curl animation is back in Apple Books with iOS 16.4 after it was removed in a previous iOS update. Before, when you turned a page in an ebook on your iPhone, the page would slide it to one side of your screen or it would vanish and be replaced on the next page. You can still choose these other page turn animations in addition to the curl animation. Music app changes. A small banner appears at the bottom of the screen when you choose to play a song next in Apple Music, iOS 16.4. The music interface has been slightly modified in 16.4. When you add a song to your queue, a small banner would appear near the bottom of your screen instead of a full screen pop-up, like in previous iOS versions. Also, if you go into your library in Music, you can organize a library by artist and tap into an artist. Apple Podcast updates. Apple Podcast also got an update with iOS 16.4. You can access the Channels tab in your library, which shows you different networks you have to follow. Tap into each channel and you can see the shows you subscribe to and other shows the channel produces. See who and what is covered under Apple Care. With iOS 16.4, you can go to Settings, General, About, Coverage to check who and what devices are covered on your Apple Care plan. That way, if your AirPods break, you can easily check whether they are covered. You can manage your coverage from here too. Focus mode filters added. If you have an iPhone 14 Pro or Pro Max, iOS 16.4 lets you enable or disable the always-on display option with certain focus modes. When creating a new filter, scroll down to the bottom of the edit page, tap on Focus Filter, and then tap Always On Display to enable or disable the display for that focus mode. New Apple Wallet features. You can add three new order tracking widgets for Apple Wallet to your home screen with iOS 16.4. Each widget displays your tracking information on active orders, but the widgets are different sizes, small, medium, and large. The medium-sized Apple Wallet order tracking widget takes up two rows on your iPhone screen. More accessibility options. The update also adds new accessibility options. One new option is called Dim Flashing Lights and it can be found in the Motion menu in Settings. The option's description says video content that depicts repeated flashing or strobing lights will automatically be dimmed. Video timelines will also show when flashing lights will occur. VoiceOver support has also been expanded to the Maps and the Weather apps. Apple ID and beta software updates. The latest iOS updates lets you sign into another Apple ID to access other beta software. With iOS 16.4, developers and beta testers can check whether the Apple ID is associated with the developer beta, public beta, or both. If you have a different Apple ID, like one for your job, that has access to beta updates, 16.4 also lets you switch to one account from your device. Skipping CAPTCHAs using private access tokens. The CAPTCHA, which stands for Completely Automated Public Turing Test to Tell Computers and Human Apart, has been a necessary evil across the internet. CAPTCHAs are designed to make sure a person is accessing a website or service and not a bot. I find them very annoying, as they often involve reading strangely written letters and having to find all the images that have a trap. With iOS 16, Apple replaced these awkward interactions with private access tokens. According to a video on Apple's website demonstrating private access tokens, websites that support the token will essentially log in and authenticate that you are indeed a human without you having to play any of the usual CAPTCHA games. Apple says in the video that the company is working with other companies to roll out support for this feature. So we can't say the CAPTCHA will be dead after iOS 16 rolls out to the public. But the concept could provide some relief if it gets adopted. These were some of my favorite features from the previous iOS updates. And let me know what you guys think about iOS 16.5. To be honest, I don't really found 16.5 to be a helpful upgrade because literally a month from now, we're going to get iOS 17. Although from a broader perspective, I do understand that because public release for iOS 17 is still months away. So do let me know what you think about iOS 16.5 and what is the one feature you would like for Apple to involve in iOS 17. Don't forget to connect with us on our social media channels. We're available everywhere as iGeeksBlogs. And if you want to connect with me, hit me up on Instagram. I'm available as Harshanki with an extra I. That's all from my side. I'm going to see you guys next week with more exciting content, hopefully testing a product. So stay tuned and keep listening to the iGeeksBlog show. Sayonara!